Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of WikiCuriosity Media or its affiliates. WikiCuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on WikiCuriosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor. Coming to you live from the WikiCuriosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's Behind the Screen Radio Show.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the very first set of files of 2022. I'm Dan.
And I am Alex.
And joining us in the studio tonight, if she can never get her camera situated where it's not going to fall on the computer or make us sick from looking like an earthquake, is Miss Angel.
Hello.
And you can still join us. We are still on Blog Talk right now. You can call in 718-664-9735. Again, 718-664-9735. However, we are no longer broadcasting on Facebook Live. You can catch us at twitch.tv/wicked_curiosity_media. That is where all of our podcasts will be presented from now on.
Yes, you better post that on Facebook.
I am going to have to. Yes, I'm going to have to update a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I will get to that. This is the second show of the year for WikiCuriosity Media. Nope, I know. Had their very first show last Friday. And so we are trying to transition over from Blog Talk strictly to Twitch. There were a couple of hiccups that we had. So we are currently still on Blog Talk, but we are now on Twitch as well. So go check us out. You can still catch all of our archived shows on blogtalkradio.com/WikiCuriosityMedia. You can also download them on iTunes, and you can hit us up on YouTube at WikiCuriosity Media. You can also email us at wicked_media@outlook.com. You can message us on Facebook as well. So, yeah, I think that's not bad for being away for a month.
Yeah.
Getting that intro done really quick.
Absolutely.
So, it's almost like I've been doing this for a few years.
Right.
So, anyway, yes, we are going to Twitch, and we will hopefully here within the next month or two be fully transitioned over to Twitch to where we are no longer on Blog Talk. We will hopefully still be able to call us. We're still working on that.
We don't know how all this shit works. We're old.
We're working on it. We got, you know, the producer working with us. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening. So before we begin tonight's show and get into, you know, what we've been doing over the past month that we've been on hiatus, there are a couple of, you know, very sad announcements that, you know, we want to make. I'm sure everybody's heard these, but we're going to go through them anyway. The very, very first one that we have to make is the passing of the great, the talented, the beautiful, the wonderful Miss Betty White. She passed away in December, at the end of December 2021, literally like a couple days before her 100th birthday. We're all very sad about her passing. She was one of the greatest pioneers in cinema and in TV. She paved the way for you know, so many things. I can't list all of her accomplishments. I can't. But she was one of those people that didn't give a fuck who you were. If you complimented her on her show or on a movie or whatever, she worked with you. She didn't care. You know, she was one of the kindest people in the industry, but also could be one of the most ruthless.
Absolutely. She had zero filter.
Yeah.
And I loved her for it. And if she saw an injustice, she was very quick to call it out.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, she, like I said, she didn't give a fuck. You know, big friend to animals, loved animals. Most of us, especially Gen Xers, know her from her role on The Golden Girls.
I used to watch that show all the time.
Love it.
My
grandparent.
I love
that
show.
Did you know that they did a like spin-off to The Golden Girls?
I did not.
We did not either.
Yeah.
It was with
Betty.
Who was the first to pass away? It wasn't Sophia, was it?
No, B. Arthur was the first.
Yeah.
Then,
so was it with Sophia and...
Hold on. Wow, you said it too fast.
What really hurts my heart is that Betty White was always very sad because all three of her greatest friends...
The Golden Palace.
Passed away, obviously, before she did. And that always was a huge thing for her. You know, Sophia was actually the youngest of the group, even though she looked like the oldest. And
her real name's not Sophia, obviously. Estelle Getty.
She was always one of my very favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I loved her. And then I believe B. Arthur passed away first.
I think so, yeah, because...
And then I think Estelle Getty, and then I think... Rue McClanahan passed.
And Betty White,
it always was a very sore, soft spot for her that all three of those very close friends of hers passed away.
Yeah.
And now all of our Golden Girls are in heaven, and I don't know, it still kind of hurts. I'm not going to lie, I cried the day that Betty White died.
I was a little emotional. I was a little shocked. I was a little taken aback.
Yeah.
I expected, all of us.
We all thought that we would go into the new year with her. And
we thought she would honestly make it to her 100th birthday.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Rest in peace, Betty White.
So the next one that we want to talk about is Bob Saget.
Yeah. What's funny is a lot of people have a lot of negative things to say about Bob Saget, but his entire Full House family had nothing but wonderful things to say about him. He was rude and crude in his comedy stand-up.
He was.
But as
very much so.
Danny Tanner... He was a very loving father. And even the two girls who refused to be part of Fuller House had nothing but nice things to say about him.
Yeah.
Which is hard to come by in Hollywood, by the way. Like, He wasn't weird or perverted. He was just Danny Tanner.
So, I mean, he has a whole list of, you know, IMDb, obviously. But what most of us will remember him for is Danny Tanner on Full House. And the voice of Old Ted on How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah. If I could.
Absolutely.
So I also want to send out our love and our thoughts to a very dear friend of mine. My friend Charlie passed away 3 days ago from complications of COVID, and we will miss him immensely. He's a very sweet man, was very funny, and did not hesitate to help people in need. So to the Green family, we wish you our love and our thoughts, and if you need anything, please let us know.
Absolutely. So the next one that I want to talk about real quick is the passing of Louis Anderson.
That was crazy. But he was sick.
He had cancer. Some of you don't know who Louis Anderson is. He was a stand-up comedian.
He had a cartoon.
He had a cartoon, Life with Louis,
yes.
Where he basically voiced everybody. He was in Coming to America. He had his own show. He was in Young Sheldon recently, and then Coming to America too. So he was just, you know, he was just one of those guys that had that unique voice.
Absolutely, and he was very funny. There's a lot of people in the comedy community that are very sad.
Yeah. And then we get to one of the most heartbreaking for me, other than Betty White, was Meatloaf.
Yeah.
So a lot of people know Meatloaf as a singer, which he was. Phenomenal. I mean, he had the voice of a god, let's be honest. But not a lot of people know he was an actor. Like, he did a lot. One of the big ones that, you know, a lot of people know him from is Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yep.
He was in Rocky Horror Picture Show. He was in Wayne's World. He was in Black Dog. And he was in Blood Rain, which is a lesser known video game adaptation of a movie, which actually wasn't bad. And most recently, people will know him from Fight Club. He was Robert Paulson.
He will always be him.
Yeah, yeah. He will always be Robert Paulson. So, yeah. 2022 really started off with a bang. 2021 ended with a bang, and it started with a bang.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, we lost 4 influential people in at least our childhood. You know,
yeah.
Those of us that, you know, the Generation X, we know every single one. We grew up with these people. You know, we grew up with these actors. We grew up with the musicians. Meatloaf's album, Bat Outta Hell 2, was my very, very first CD that I got. I got it Christmas morning. I don't remember the year. I'd have to go back and look, but it was the year that it came out. I got a Christmas morning with a stereo that had a 5-disc turntable on it, big stereo with speakers that had 2 cassette players, the CD player, and a radio on it. You know, interestingly enough, that's where that was the radio that I heard that Kurt Cobain was killed.
Yeah.
On. But yeah, that's how, you know, that's how I remember Meatloaf. He was such an influential character in our childhood. Such an influential person, both music-wise and, you know, cinema-wise for our generation. So, yeah, 2022 started off with a bang. Let's just hope it doesn't continue that way.
Absolutely. I need 2022 to be much better.
Right? Just stop. I'm okay. I'm done now. I'm good. We're gonna keep it that way. So anyway. Alex.
Yes.
Anything interesting happened to you over the past month that we've been on hiatus?
Yeah. As soon as the hiatus started, or the break started, I drove down there. The same day, I drove 8 hours down there. We watched Spider-Man No Way Home.
Then we will actually get into this story here in a little bit.
And a fantastic movie. I'm slowly starting to find little things that I was like, maybe. But that, regardless, fabulous movie. You know, I was down there, had fun down there. Had an amazing Christmas. Spent it with some amazing people. You know, extended my trip down there. So I was supposed to come back sooner, come back up here. But extended it to New Year's. That was interesting and completely different. It was a fun New Year's. Came back up here. You know, was greeted with my dogs that I missed so much. And, yeah, my stepdad came back from Africa. He got me some cool trinkets, odds and ends from over there. So, it's pretty cool. And then, I'm just try not to miss anything.
So what kind of trinkets did you get from Africa?
He brought back, like the kids over there, they'll make bracelets, like these beaded bracelets. I mean, the viewers can't really see them, but I got this one.
Nice.
Awesome.
And then that one, it's got like a double thing going on. And then, yeah, so they make them, and, you know, every day, every other day, he does his thing over there, and, you know, he'll buy a handful from them, and, yeah, he brought a big old bag back, and then I got this cool flag, which I have no idea I know where it's from, but I didn't know that that's what this flag looked like, or what their flag looked like over there, so I got a little flag. I got it, it's sitting on my desk in my Star Wars mug, but yeah, I got some cool things from there. And then I watched the worst movie of all time. And then before that, I watched possibly the best movie of all, my favorite movie of all time outside of the geek world, outside of Star Wars, DC, Marvel, Harry Potter, you know, outside of pop culture, which it's still in pop culture, but outside of the norm for me, I watch possibly my favorite movie of all time, and that is The King's Man with Ralph Fiennes, and I forgot the other actors' names, but they were phenomenal. That movie made me appreciate him so much as an actor, not only because the only experience I have with him was him playing Voldemort, which phenomenal performance. And then I watched him in this, and I was just taken away by, you know, how captivating he is.
Wow. Colin Firth, Stanley Tucci, Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah, it had a pretty stacked cast, and it was phenomenal. And if you haven't watched it, go out and watch it, because it was freaking amazing. We're going to have to review it when it comes out on Blu-ray, because I love it. And, yeah. And then I watched possibly the worst movie of all time, and I hate that they even made this movie, because I was so excited for it, because I love this franchise. You know how much I am not a big horror guy. I got my horror movies that I like, and those are the ones I like. That being Halloween and the Scream series. Those are my two big ones that I like. I went and watched the new Scream movie. I was so excited. And then so disappointed. I watched it with my stepfather and my mother. Now, they like going to the movies. They like going to the movies. We go, and they finish the popcorn, and they're ready to go. They hate this movie. Hate it.
And they didn't
tell me until after that, you know, things were how bad they hated it. But, you know, it was very millennial and Gen Z forward, and at times you couldn't tell if they were joking or not. It's like, yeah, you're not being serious, are you? And then it's like, oh, they're being serious. It was so bad, and I almost feel bad for making them sit there, because I've never seen my stepdad talk to me so much during a movie in my life. Like, usually he's like quiet, he sits there, watches a movie. He was just talking. I was like, he really hates this movie. Like, he is not into this movie. And beforehand, I said, yeah, this one should be cool. It's got a flamethrower in it. Spoiler alert. Disappointing. My stepdad said, you know, I wish they actually had a flamethrower so I could burn all these damn children, because they were making it. They were annoying. It was so bad. And every time they would say something, I'd be like, oof, that's tough even for me. Even for my age, that's tough to hear. And then I could just feel him fuming and cringing beside me. Like, oh, man, he doesn't. They are not having fun. As soon as we walked out, my mom goes, that was a shitty movie. I was like, Jesus Christ. You know, I'm not one to bash a movie on the way out, because, like, I let it simmer for a minute. But we were, before we even walked out the door, we were like, holy shit, that was bad. Because it was terrible. It was the worst one, hands down worst one of the whole entire series. I'm a big fan of the first one, and I'm one of those weird people that like the fourth one. I like the fourth one. Crucify me. This one's terrible. Hands down terrible. So, yeah, we did that, and then they took a trip to Las Vegas this week. So they're having fun, and I'm here with the dogs. I don't know if you remember what it's like, Dad, to sleep in a bed with dogs, but it's one of the best and worst experiences of my life.
I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, well, with two bulldogs, it's a completely different story, because one of them is mean and could kill you in your sleep at any time. She's not like that mean, but like she's just sporadic like that. She doesn't like being touched in her sleep. So if my one dog moves, she doesn't like it, and they start to fight. That hasn't happened so far, but I'm waiting for it. And my dogs have bad separation issue. Like, they don't like when we're not home, especially my one dog, Louie. He's a chewer. He gets really bad anxiety when people leave alone. And he chews on everything. The corner of, like, our trim. My stairs is a big one. He likes to chew on my bottom step. There's teeth marks where he, bulldogs have, like, a really bad underbite. And, like, he scrapes the bottom of the step and then the top of the step. It looks like there was some kind of issue going on there. But, no, he just, my bulldog and his separation anxiety. And, yeah, they don't, they really don't like being left alone. And, that's kind of why we got the second dog. That doesn't help his situation at all. He still gets, you know, pouty and acts like a turd. But no, they've been wonderful. I love my dogs. I don't mind staying with them for a few days. But, yeah. My mom went to Vegas. I never thought I'd see the day. But she went to Vegas.
That's awesome. I hope they're having fun.
Oh, yeah, they are. They did bet it. I told mom, don't gamble down there. Please don't gamble. And she goes, oh, it'll be okay. They went and gambled. She won $2. Walked away with $2.
Let it go for the slot machines, the penny slots.
Go,
I've been to Vegas.
What?
Penny slots.
What was that?
Penny slots.
Yeah, they went to the slots. But I don't know. I don't know nothing about gambling. Vegas. I don't know. I'm not knowledgeable in that world. But they went to some kind of slots. She said they walked away with $2. Not like that's all they had left. They walked away winning $2. So whoop, whoop. Go for them. They're going to the Hoover Dam today, I think. Or they went to Hoover Dams. Something like that. But, yeah, I couldn't be more happy for them. Yeah. I'm glad they got the opportunity to go out there and have some fun. So.
Sure.
Yeah. So
awesome.
That's pretty much been my – oh, I watched – I was really far behind on Book of Boba Fett for a while there. And then I caught back up and then watched the new episode today. And freaking loving it. Been watching Young Justice, one of my favorite shows of all time, but it's on a break for now until spring. I watched a few movies. None of, like, big importance, but yeah. Highlights. The Kingsman was a great movie. Dog sitting. Christmas. Oh, and I did Christmas up here with my mom's family. I got some really cool gifts and hung out with some people, some friends and family. So, yeah, it was a good break for me. Besides today. Today was shit. I had a terrible day today. I had an orthodontist appointment, and for some reason, I agreed to have it at 9 o'clock in the morning. So naturally, I set alarms for 8 o'clock, 8:15. Latest I wanted to be up was 8:30. Because, you know, we have snow. And people don't like snow for some reason up here. And I wake up at 8:32 fuming because that's the last thing I wanted. I get up, get ready, shoot out the door, and I'm making good time until I hit a certain point in the transit. It takes me about 15 minutes to get there. It took me a half an hour to get there because I got stuck behind a goddamn Dodge truck. This is important. Behind a Dodge truck going 40 and a 55 on a clear road with a Dodge Durango right behind me on my ass, like bumper to bumper on my butt, because we're going slow for some reason. So they both get off, and I'm going down the road. I get stuck behind another Dodge truck hauling a trailer.
Oh,
going
Jesus.
Slow. It's like, come on, people. I know you guys aren't in a rush. And you can't make the excuse, well, you should have left sooner. I left a half hour before I was supposed to be there. And it takes 15 minutes to get there. Why it took a half hour to get there is because people that live in areas where they know it snows, and it's been snowing up here for a millennia, and they know it snows. They can see the snows on the ground clearly, and yet they drive like they don't know that the snow is there. They drive like it's the end of the world. They're either booking it going 70 and a 55 and killing themselves, or they're going 30 and a 55 and killing other people. And to those people, I hate you. Learn how to drive, please. It's really not that hard.
You should see it here when it snows. I'm not talking about feet of snow. I'm not even talking about inches of snow. I'm talking about a light dusting.
Yeah.
Like,
and
people fucking freak out.
You know, and
around
to be
here.
Fair.
To be fair.
Our roads, our city does not do a great job or even a good job of clearing the roads in residential areas. Like the residential roads, terrible. You're going 25, get over it. The roads being bad have almost nothing. Unless there's like feet of snow on the road, you're fine. If you're going 25 and there's some ice and snow on the road, okay, I get it. Fine. You're in a residential area. Go for it. Be safe. When you're on a main road that is clear as the sky is blue, and you're going slow and cautious, you're silly. Absolutely silly. And, you know, I forgot to mention this. On my break, my chinchilla had a vet appointment. It's not a serious one. Just had to, you know, shoot over to the vet and come back. That's what you would think, right? No, when I came back home from your guys' house, I left your guys' house in snow, drove through Ohio with no snow, came back up here with a shit ton of snow. And then that following Friday, roads were bad. I'll admit, roads were bad, especially since my silly self decided to take the back roads to the vet. Because I wasn't going to drive on the highway. We got like one of the most dangerous highways in the United States up here. With snow? No, I'm good. I'll take the back roads. Terrible decision. People were just as bad on the back roads. It got so bad to the point where we were going down the road. It was like one of those going 55 kind of back roads. And there was a car. Roads are snowy. Not really icy, but had a little bit of snow. And there was a car going 40 in front of me, and he had a line of 10 cars behind him. And we were going down the road, and, you know, I had that, like, devil and angel shoulder moment where it was just pass this guy and get it over with and go. And I had the angel saying, well, it's kind of snowy. That'd be dangerous and irresponsible. Clearly the devil won because I sped up to an unmentioned speed and dusted his ass and got home. Following that, the rest of the cars behind me did the same thing. It was like a train. It was like that heist in Fast and Furious. We all just broke off and went around. And I was like, see, you know, I'm going with the devil on this one. The devil had the right idea on this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was my break had a lot of ups and downs, but the ups were better than the downs. So, yeah, I had a great break.
Well, that's good. That's good. Glad
very eventful. It was a fun time.
That's good. All right, we are going to take a little break ourselves, a quick little, you know, 3-4 minute break. When we come back, we are going to delve deeper into what we all did on our hiatus, and then we are going to actually talk about some of the things that are coming up in 2022 that we're excited for. So stick around.
Behind the screen, we'll be right back.
Drip it down, it's just you and me. You cut me off and say you're tired of talking. Not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight.
packing up all your things to leave. These will be our last words. Then the chance will be lost. And I ain't too proud. If you loved me, you would hold me and never let me go. If you loved me, you would tell me you never want me to be alone. If you cared at all, you
Show. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I guess this is the very first show of the year for the Cinephiles. We are very happy to be back on the air. We are still on Blog Talks. You can still call in 718-664-735. We are also streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/wicked_curiosity_media. So you can go check us out there. Okay, so before we went on break, we were talking about things that were going on over the hiatus. Why'd you give me that look?
I was just looking at you.
Okay. No, you weren't. You gave me the side eye. You definitely gave me the side eye.
Nope.
It's one of the absolute greatest things that happened for me on the hiatus was the very first thing that Alex actually mentioned. So Alex came down Thursday, I believe the 17th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he came down Thursday the 17th. I had been talking to him that week over text. We've been talking about watching the new Spider-Man. No Way Home, because we wanted to see it. I mean, we wanted to see it, and I was looking at, because I've got the Regal app, and we have a Regal Cinema here, And I was looking for, you know, dates and times and stuff like that. And we had originally planned on watching it that Sunday. We did not.
Nope.
So I messaged Alex and I was like, hey, what if, you know, you left a little early on Thursday, got here, you know, mid-afternoon, took a little bit of nap, picked up the producer from work, and met me at this theater. Like, and we can watch No Way Home. And we had to do it later on that night because I actually had to close that night. So we went and watched No Way Home on Thursday at 10:30.
And we watched it early.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that made a lot of my friends very upset. Because one of my buddies, massive Spider-Man fan. One of my other buddies, massive Marvel and DC guy. And they had a military buddy who went to basic and then he was coming back that weekend. But they kept having to push it off going to see the movie because, you know, he's just coming back and he's with not. So they watched it that Monday, I think. And I made some enemies for a few days. I was like Thanos. I had all the power in the world at the tip of my fingers, and it took a lot for me not to spoil nothing. But I didn't.
That's actually how I was the next day at work. Because I had to be at work at 8:00.
Not to mention, though, I had to drive 8 hours for this. It was like a quest, okay? That's how I saw that whole day. It was a quest. So I started.
To be fair, I always worry, like, all day long until Alex makes it to his destination.
Yeah. I left here, and it was a strange trip because it was quiet. There was no traffic. And I got from my house to some city in Kentucky on one tank of gas, and that is unheard of. And I did it, and I was like, this is great time. Filled up at that gas station, didn't even get anything to eat, and booked it all the way down to your guys' house. I made it there in record time, and then I was so excited. I got, like, 30 minutes of sleep when I got there, and it was go time. Like, I went and picked up the producer, and it was dark and raining. Might I add, you guys have no streetlights anywhere.
Because in Tennessee, if you have a streetlight and it's on your property, you have to pay for it to be turned on.
Which is stupid.
And I didn't quite – that didn't, like, click in my head because I've driven in the dark and rain and whatnot. And I was like, I got it. It's fine. Get down the road, make it to the producer, pick him up. Okay, I'm doing good. And then we go to the movie theater, and I look to the producer. I go, why in the hell are there no streetlights? He goes, I don't know. And I said,
welcome
okay, cool. I said, okay, cool. My headlights aren't bright at all. Flip on my high beams, and to all the people that I accidentally blinded, I apologize. I turned them off when cars passed me, but I kind of don't want to hear it because, you know, you could be in a line to see Christmas lights and have lights that you can't turn off and then have a guy that's very angry in front of you. but besides the point, we made it, and it was like a quest. You know, my main quest was see Spider-Man. Side quest. Drive down there, pick up producer, well, sleep, pick up producer, find a parking spot at the movie theater, which was impossible. I ended up parking at, like, a Five Below or something, like, a little ways away.
Crowded.
It was packed, but we got there, and we were waiting, and all day, I was like, I was kind of skeptical. I was like, I really hope he got the right tickets. Like, I think I even had you double check. I was skeptical because it was like one of those too good to be true. And then I had the most seamless trip down there. I was like, okay, this is really too good to be true now. Like, come on, have something come up, guys. Like, this can't be that perfect. And then we watched the movie, and I was expecting the movie to go a completely different way, and it didn't. I was like, okay, what's going to happen? Come on. That whole day, I was waiting for something to just flip on its head and go wrong. Not a single bad thing happened that day.
No. That was absolutely the perfect day. So one of the good things about the theaters that we have down here is that, especially the Regal Cinemas, they will show new releases on the Thursday before they come out. Because I did that with Liam for Ghostbusters Afterlife. We saw it the day before it was released to the rest of America. And that's what I told Alex. I was like, hey, what if we watched it Thursday? And he was like, no, you can't do that. I was like, yeah, I can. Like with my app and the Regal, we can watch it the day before it gets released to the rest of the United States.
Well, the thing is, our theater up here does that, where they'll show it like, they'll have like two showings the day before the release date, I guess. But you can never get in those shows. If it's a big movie like that, you can never get in them. Like, tickets sell out within, 5 minutes. And so when he told me that, I was like, you can try, but, we're either going to get shit seats or we're just not going to get tickets. No, we got the perfect seats. And I was dumbfounded. I was like, okay, fair enough. This is the moment where I become a believer. I was like, okay, you got me, God. Okay. I understand.
God, heaven exists.
The thing is one of the cool things about having the Regal app and having the Regal subscription is that I can pre-purchase tickets. Like, I had bought those tickets the day that I talked to you about it. The day that I said, hey, let's go see Spider-Man on Thursday. And you're like, fuck yeah, let's do it. I was like, okay, bought, done. Like, I had them in the phone, guaranteed, and when I bought the tickets, nobody had seats. Like, nobody had purchased seats. So I was able to get the absolute perfect seats for us. And it was phenomenal.
Simon's doing the movie, so I don't know.
The producer said, I did a foot trick under the handlebars to go pee-pee too. Such a good day. It was. It was one of those days where all the stars lined up. I got out of work on time. Everything was perfect. Got over to the theater, got their snacks, got everything. We sat down. We watched all the previews, watched the entire movie, got through all the end credit scenes, made it home safely, and got to bed safely. And I actually got up the next morning to be able to go to work. I think I had to open the next day. So I got like 3 hours of sleep that night. But it was so worth it. It was so worth it because, number one, it's a Marvel movie. Number two, it's Spider-Man. Number three, it was the Spider-Man that I've been wanting to see since they announced it and the rumors came out. Still no spoilers.
This was one of the biggest like movies of all time.
Yeah.
Like, it's Endgame, and like with the anticipation and excitement, it was Endgame level.
Yeah.
Infinity War Endgame. It's definitely up there.
Yeah. To date, one of the best Marvel movies ever. And one of the best movies out there. Period. There are, and I know there's spoilers out there already because the movie's been out for a while. We're not going to give up until it comes out on Blu-ray and we are actually able to review it. But it's...
Regardless of what you hear, though, like whatever spoilers you hear, go watch it, because no matter what spoilers you hear, that movie is one of the most well-shot and edited movies of the MCU. I think it's one of the best. It has some of the most iconic scenes in the MCU all in one movie. And it was a good year for Marvel. Well, Marvel had one of the worst movies they've released and had one of the best movies they released in that year. Good time.
It was definitely one of the best experiences in theater that I've had in a long time. It was a great day. I got to see my son. We got to see Spider-Man. You know, we came home, we talked a little bit, and then I came home the next day and we talked. So it was good. It was a good day.
Yeah, we were like not the people to be around for
a
while.
Days. Yeah.
Because one of the littles, Liam, was so crazy about that movie. He wanted all the spoilers. I told him fake stories out the wall. He said, "I know this." I was like, "Well, no.
No,
that's not how that. No, that didn't happen. Nope. Oh, this part. No, that didn't happen." And he was like, "What?"
No.
I think at some point he Googled some. I was like, "Nope, those are still fake."
That's fake.
That's still not how that works.
I know somebody died. Yes, Doctor Strange. Get over it. But other than that, Christmas time was amazing. We had
it was a really great Christmas this year.
It was. It was a very relaxed atmosphere, a very joyful. I'm gonna have to figure out how to mute some of my things on here. So the producer's asking what was the shit Marvel movie?
Black Widow.
Black Widow.
I didn't. Might be an unpopular opinion, but I did not like Black Widow at all.
No.
I thought it was a bad movie.
We did.
Yeah, see, there, that proves my point. She didn't
even
remember
it. That's the one with the sister?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that movie.
I didn't enjoy it.
I didn't hate it. I liked the introduction of her sister, and I really liked... The Russian parents.
And overall, the movie was crap.
Oh, I didn't hate it.
Producer thought we were talking about Eternals.
That wasn't crap either.
No,
it was weird because I still have a hard time like looking at those characters and thinking, yeah, that's the hero I want to see again. But
we're not going to get too much into Eternals because we are going to review it possibly
like,
on Sunday show. But.
I have a hard time with that, but no, and I didn't hate Black Widow. I didn't hate it. I actually giggled a lot in that movie.
So, and we reviewed it.
We did. I didn't hate it.
In terms of like MCU quality, Disney quality movie, it was not up there. And the wait we had to wait for that movie was not worth it.
It really wasn't.
They hyped it up as if it were a Spider-Man movie, and it was clearly not. It was just, I honestly think the wait for it kind of killed the movie for me. Because, like, you could just wait for it, it'll be, you'll love it. And then what the problems that proceeded after the movie came out with the lawsuits and whatnot, you know.
Scarlett Johansson.
About
what? She sued Disney because she didn't get the money
when they released it on Disney Plus. She got none of the money from that, and she thought that was bull crap and voided contract and whatnot. Could be wrong, but that's just like simplified version. She didn't get the money that she thought she deserved, and she sued. I think Emily Blunt and The Rock got in on that too for the Jungle Book or Jungle Cruise.
Yeah.
I think a couple other actors did.
Oh my gosh, Disney, do better.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Do better.
I don't think Shang-Chi was released on Disney Plus either, with that premiere access, and I don't think Eternals
was
either.
Neither one of them were. No.
I will say though, Shang-Chi was a pretty good fucking movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shang-Chi was good. It was just a different feeling movie for me. It was a fantastic movie.
Absolutely.
I just enjoyed Spider-Man and Eternals a little bit more.
I didn't see Spider-Man. I don't know what the atmosphere is like, sir. I will say, though, I was a little disappointed in that the whole hiatus, we did not see Free Guy, and I've been waiting forever to see it.
We will watch Free Guy. I want to see it so bad. It's on video, on demand, and we will watch it.
So when life is stressful, I will admit that a Ryan Reynolds movie, like, that's a whole night of, there's no stress.
Yeah.
Like, his bullshit makes me laugh, and I just need to get through my day.
We will watch our movie. We will watch it. So, over the break, I binge-watched Young Justice again, from season one.
I have nothing to put in here.
We know.
This is not my conversation. I will back out, Ben.
Just go back to your TV dogs or whatever.
Yeah, I can't. It's on video call.
But so I watched season four when it came out, and because of the length of time between season three and season four, there were some things that I was still a little fuzzy on. And you know, because it had been so long since I'd watched the other seasons, some things kind of ran together for me. So I binged it again. And I will have to say that, so there are very, very few perfect TV shows. Very few. A lot of them kind of fade out in later seasons. Characters leave, characters come in, and they don't quite capture the feel of what you had when you first started watching it. A lot of TV shows, honestly, are redundant. You know, they have the same premise every season. One of the things, and I've mentioned this before on numerous shows, but one of the things that I really, really love about Young Justice is the fact that it is an ever-growing and ever-evolving TV show. It's an animated feature on HBO Max. If you're a DC fan, go watch it. If you have HBO Max, watch it. It's a phenomenal show because it grows and evolves with its original target audience. Like, its original target audience was the age of Alex and the Producer when they were young, when it first came out. You know, that young teen audience. And that was the main target audience when it first started. And as the seasons went on, the characters in the show grew. And they grew in the same number of years that the show had been off the air. And it grows with its target audience. So now, we're in season four. These characters are, you know, they're young adults, and their target audience is young adults. And that's one of the because it is an animated show, you can keep them, you know, the typical trope is to keep them the same age and the same, you know, keep them in the same locked-in time period. Whereas this show grows by leaps and bounds, and the characters grow. There's so much character development. It is such an amazing animated feature that you really get sucked into the stories, you get sucked into the characters. And I felt the same sadness when Wally West and Superboy died, and the same shock and that same sense of what the fuck, as I did the very first time I watched it.
Spoiler alert, by the way.
Season 4 has been out long enough.
Yeah, season 4 is not done yet, though.
No, but that part of season 4 has been out long enough.
Yeah. That part really, the whole season 4, they took a different direction of how they told stories, which I don't hate, to be honest. I'm a fan.
I kind of like it.
Of how they're doing it. Kind of preferred how it was before, though. But the new way isn't bad at all. I like it. You know, if this is what direction they're going in, you know, I'm cool with it. My problem and what I'm scared of is, will there be a season 5? I have no clue. So something I didn't realize, well, sort of, is anime takes forever to come out. Like, I'm not into anime or anything, but one of my friends is, and he recommended Attack on Titan to me, and I said maybe probably not. I might check it out. Who knows? And he was telling me that season 1 of Attack on Titan came out when he was in middle school, early middle school. Season 2 didn't come out until his junior year of high school. It took that long for them to make a season 2. And I got a feeling that that's how this is going. The problem is there's no Young Justice comic that, because like Attack on Titan anime is based off of manga that come out in Japan. And like, and is released over here, and that is basically their comic books, their novels for those stories. We don't have that here. We don't have a Young Justice comic to like understand what happens afterwards. It's a show, and we got a halfway point for season 4, and after season 4, I don't know where they're going to take Young Justice. I have no clue. It's feeling like it's coming to a mature end. Like, they are telling the stories they want to tell, but at the same time, they have many stories that they can still tell. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where, like, the writers and creators of the Office, the show The Office, they quit the show. They said, we want to stop when we want to stop, and that's what they did. I don't know if the creators of Young Justice are doing the same or if they're waiting to get canceled or what, but I hope it continues. I hope it doesn't take 2 years, 3+ years for new seasons to come out. Yeah, it's a fabulous show. Highly recommend.
So, there's not 100% confirmation. Nothing that I can say absolutely confirmed. But they are saying that the release date of the 5th season is going to be late this year or early to mid next year at the earliest. So,
yeah.
I mean, there's all kinds of, you know, rumors, and that one was posted 8 days ago back in January. back on the 12th of this month. They are saying that there will be a fifth season.
Okay.
That's what they're, that's everything that I'm reading right here. That is going to be coming out either late this year or early next year. There's a fifth season coming.
Nice.
So I'm really excited about that. Really excited about that. So
yeah,
I hope
in season five they kind of go back to the original characters. I think that's kind of what they're doing in this season, is focusing a lot on the original characters. But I kind of want them all to come together again like they did in season two or season one and really have a mission or a goal or something. If not, I want to see what the actual Young Justice is doing. Not the Outsiders, not the whatever Batman team they had. I think it was, the actual Young Justice, like Bart Allen, Kid Flash, Blue Beetle, those characters. I want to know if they're going to. Their stories aren't done yet. And there's many things that you can do with them characters. I guess we'll see.
Yeah, that's definitely something to look forward to. So, plug in my phone real quick. Because I'm losing power. No, don't do any of that. There we go. That's just going to stay like that for now. So, speaking of things upcoming, I've got a whole list of movies here that are coming up in 2022.
Okay.
And I'm just going to go through them real quick and talk about them. I'm not going to go through all of them, because some of them you and I will absolutely not want to watch. Downton Abbey, The New Era, or I Want to Dance with Somebody, or Where the Crawdads Sing. I don't think any of us are really looking forward to that.
Are these shows or movies?
Movies, right now.
Okay.
So the first one that's on my list right here, not one that I'm looking forward to. I'll watch it just because I'm curious. Is Avatar. Avatar 2. This has been in talks for years now. Ever since the first one made it big in the box office, James Cameron said he's going to do a second one. I'll be honest, I don't think they need an Avatar 2.
It's going to happen.
It's already confirmed.
Yeah,
it's already coming out this year.
So whether you think they need it or not, it's going
to
happen.
Not to go off track or anything.
So the producer is not hating that, though.
Morbius was pushed back clear to April. It was supposed to come out this month.
Was it pushed back again?
Yeah, it's pushed back to April 1st.
For what?
Morbius.
Hold
on.
I feel like that's just going to be another Black Widow situation, because this movie was in talks since like 2018, since Venom.
Yeah.
Why my computer keeps making weird noise in my ears? Is it you or me?
That was mine.
Okay, that's you.
Yes, producer, on April Fool's Day. It's going to be released.
It's a song.
I mean, I'm looking forward to Morbius because it looks good and it's part of the Sony Spider-Verse. And of course, it's got Jared Leto in it, who's really not a bad actor. We can't chastise him for his role as the Joker forever. Mm. Like you said, it keeps getting pushed back, keeps getting pushed back. It might become another Black Widow, which is going to be very disappointing.
because I saw Morbius, and I'll tell you what, it is not showing up for April. So give me 2 seconds. Give me 2 seconds. Because I obviously not been looking for Morbius, like, not to be mean. I don't care.
No, we understand.
So
while you're looking for that,
yeah.
So I'll be honest, I was not a big fan of the first Avatar. I don't think we need it. I don't think we need a second one. I don't think it's going to do anything.
But you hated the first Avatar. Is James Cameron doing the second one?
Probably. I think so.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. I don't know. Just, ever since the Titanic, I haven't been a big fan of James Cameron. He just... The producer said he's doing all five.
There does not need to be five of those movies, if I'm being honest. You know, I got a strange feeling that they're making five of these damn movies is because the first one got most money in box office, and then Endgame beat it, and so they're like, whoa, this will make a lot of money. Like, there's seriously no need. Like, the story that ended in the first one was, you know, it was a good ending.
Okay, so you guys said that the release date right now is April 1st, 2022, which is what if you actually type in Morbius,
yeah. That
is what it comes up. However, if you go to the listing version of upcoming movies,
right.
April 1st has not been confirmed.
Okay.
So it really could have been pushed out further than that. So it shows it, if you look at the IMDb page for Morbius.
Yeah.
It shows April 1st.
Okay.
But if you go into upcoming movies,
yeah,
and then go to April, April 1st has not been confirmed for anything.
The problem is people are going to lose interest in the movie.
Well, okay, I heard about it, like, what was it, last year with you guys?
Yeah.
Honestly, did not know who the fuck Morbius was.
Right.
Already. Sadly, kind of interesting. I do not prefer Jared Leto.
Yeah.
So I didn't really care then, but I forgot about it.
And that's what a lot of
people. Yeah, so if we go past April, I mean, and the weird thing is that I thought I saw it on the list. I guess I did not. But if we go past April, honestly, like, people are going to be like, what is Morbius?
The problem like, is, and this is going to be the problem with Avatar 2 and the other
one. I didn't even see Avatar 2. Where's that supposed to be listed at?
I have no idea. The problem
The thing is with the five Avatar movies is a lot of people.
Five?
Many people. I think even we've said it. I mean, we just said it 2 seconds ago. There's five being made.
What?
I got a weird feeling that five, that's a big number.
Huge number.
Yeah, and whether it's confirmed or not or whatever, there is no way in movie business, unless your name is Marvel or Star Wars, that you have five confirmed movies.
Yeah.
Apparently, 2 and 3 have already been filmed and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen any. We haven't seen a trailer, set photos. James Cameron hasn't really spoken on it much.
Because there's no release date.
There's no way that there's five confirmed movies. Maybe two is like solid set in stone confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
But five, I don't know.
Okay, so two might be confirmed. But 2 has no release date listed. They have a note. So if you go to their page, rather than an Avatar preview,
yeah. They
have like 6 new sci-fi movies and shows to watch in 2022. They don't have an Avatar clip.
But yeah, the thing is with like these Avatar movies, every movie has some type of leak or some type of thing. I don't care what movie it is. It has a leak or some type of set photo that gets put out there. It did it with Endgame. It did it with Spider-Man. Whether people think they're real or not, they do. They happen. No matter how locked down it is, we haven't seen a single whisper of these five movies or of this movie.
No,
there's
no,
thing.
There's no preview for them at all.
Yeah. The biggest problem with putting out
especially when you have a big cast like that too. Like
it is.
Yeah.
You would I would figure that people would want to get or like paparazzi whoever would want to get a picture, a set photo.
I mean, when you look at the list of upcoming movies, like you want to be able to see those things so that you have something to look forward to. And Avatar and Morbius both, neither one of them are actually in a dedicated list.
Right.
Yeah.
And so if I'm looking ahead, don't get me wrong, there's some interesting looking movies coming out. But if I'm looking ahead, I don't see those, then at some point, I've already looked through these lists. When they get added, I'm not going to know it.
Yeah.
Jackass got added before either one of those movies. Come on.
The biggest problem that I'm seeing with Avatar 2 is that there's so much time between the first one.
Oh, it's been forever.
And whenever this one's going to be released.
Is Sigourney Weaver even like under 100 still?
Yeah.
Okay.
That people, it's no longer relevant.
I don't know about relevant, but like,
I don't think it's going to have the same hype.
I think it's really hard to have an, I think it's really hard to have an impact when you had a movie over here that was kind of cool. For people who are James Cameron fans and people who enjoyed the movie, it was super cool. But then when you wait like 15 years, like, my interest waned.
The first one came out in 2009.
Okay.
It's been...
So I was close.
It's been like 13 years.
Yeah. Like, if you wait that long, though, between... Unless it's Toy Story, you're not going to get the same reaction.
Right. Right. It's, the first one, while my personal opinion aside, in the movie industry, it was a phenomenal movie. It was.
It was. People loved it. I actually, the producer and I both, for different reasons, really liked the movie. Visually,
right.
I thought the movie was fucking phenomenal.
It, like I said, in a cinematic viewpoint.
Script-wise, I thought it was Ferngully in real life.
It's Ferngully and Pocahontas is what it is.
Yeah, but visually, it was fucking awesome.
It was. It was.
And it was new.
The storyline.
And it was new.
Yeah. The problem is when you wait 13 years...
You better come up with some fucking... be like Oculus.
It's not... The story is no longer relevant. It's not one of
those
stories
I'm saying. Like, it better be like,
that holds on forever.
The reality of like going into your avatar, like they better have upgraded the shit out of it.
Yeah.
In order for it to make sense not only to younger people... who now have some serious VR capabilities.
Right.
And to us, older generation, Gen X, who saw it and thought, like, that's kind of cool. Like, because we knew what avatars were.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Blow me away.
Yeah.
But I don't see it. It's not there.
No. Okay, let's talk about the three Marvel movies that are set to release this year. Whether they happen or not, that's beside the point. The three that are set to release this year are Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Thor, Love and Thunder, and Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
I'm super looking forward to Doctor Strange. I love Thor. You know that. But
Doctor Strange and Thor are on my must-see this year.
Doctor Strange is at the top right now. I love...
Especially
I like the
last
weird,
Spider-Man, yeah.
If I'm going to crush somebody, like, I have the weird people. Thor is fucking awesome. I've always loved his movies. But if I'm going to be like, yes, I got to watch this, it's going to be Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who doesn't love Benedict Cumberbatch? Come on.
Phenomenal.
He's fucking awesome.
And then... in the Marvel universe as a whole, we're looking at Sony, we've got Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. This
that
is
with Tom Holland?
No.
Ew.
So this is part one. No. This is the second one from the other Spider-Man with Miles Morales, the animated one.
Okay.
This was the second.
So this is the animated.
Yes.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, this is, correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, the other one was called Into the Spider-Verse?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. It was really cool, actually.
It was phenomenal.
My 10-year-old daughter, now 10, who cannot sit through a damn movie, watched that movie probably 4 times at least that week and loves it and the music. So I'll watch it.
Yeah, so this is Across the Spider-Verse Part 1. I am looking forward to this. I've been wanting a sequel to that movie for a long, long time.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Speaking of Tom Holland, we've got Uncharted coming up.
Okay.
Which is a video game movie.
Okay.
It's got...
Love to see Tom Holland in something different.
Yeah. It's got Matt Damon.
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh,
yeah.
Even better.
Yeah. It's got Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg in it.
Very cool.
Yeah.
A lot of people in the gaming community and industry have a massive problem with this movie for some reason. You know, it's whatever. Tom Holland cast was a strange one for the main character because the Nathan Drake character, he's a bit older. He's a man. Not to say that Tom Holland isn't, but like Tom Holland's got immaturity to him. I guess.
I don't know. If you look at
a young look to him.
If you look at the preview and then the cover art, like, I don't know. I'd watch it.
All right. Nathan Drake's just got that scruffy and, you know.
Uncharted is a prequel.
He's got the rough and, I don't know.
The thing is that Uncharted
I don't know much about the Uncharted games. I believe it follows the first game, though.
No.
I believe that
Uncharted is a prequel. So it's not even... It has nothing to do with game one. Like, it's a prequel with a young Drake. So it's how he came to meet and befriend Sully. Which makes sense if you look at his age. Regardless of the game, this is before the games.
Okay.
I think gamers just need to read a little further.
Okay, so now we're going into DC. The 3 DC movies that are... It's Discord that keeps popping up.
Okay.
I don't have a way to...
No, I just... It sounded like my phone plugging
in.
No,
it's Discord. I don't have a way to mute. Producer said, good job reading the IMDb page. I actually know the damn story. Suck it, bitch. I don't know.
I did read. Thank you.
Anyway, moving on to the 3 DC movies that are slotted. The DC Cinematic Universe movies that are slotted.
Okay.
We have Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. We have Black Adam and The Flash coming out.
Batgirl's coming out this year too, I believe. End of this year. It has a 2022 anticipated release date.
Okay.
Probably early 2023, but it's following that line of late this year, early next year, probably mid next year.
Okay.
So.
Super cool. Which person? Did the producer call a bitch?
I have no idea.
Let's hope it's not the mama.
Let's hope, because that would not be good for him.
What the fuck? Anyway.
And then along the same...
Did you see... I don't know what month it is. I can go through and look. Shut up.
He said, how about both?
That they are doing a DC Super Pets movie?
Yeah, I was getting down to that. 2-for-1 sale today.
I didn't see the other DC movies, but I did scroll across that.
Yeah. So along the same lines of DC, but not in the DC cinematic universe that we have.
Well, yeah.
Outside of that, we have the Batman.
which I'm willing to give
Batman and Bruce Wayne.
I'm willing to give it a chance, but I'm so fucking tired of new Batmans.
I'm exhausted.
I'm done.
I'm the same way. I'm tired of new Batman stories.
I had Michael Keaton.
Uh-huh.
I loved him. Then we had
Christian Bale.
Before Val Kilmer?
No, that's all the same storyline.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, then we had Val Kilmer. He sucked. And then we had George Clooney. He sucked. And then we had Christian Bale. And he was awesome. And, like, I just...
And then we have Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
He played Batman but never had a Batman story, which is good.
Right.
It
and he did okay.
For that universe.
He did okay. But now we've got another one. Like, I'm so tired of new Batman.
So, if I understand the plot correctly for this, and Alex, you can correct me if I'm wrong, this is going to be like year one or two. So this is not going to be an origin story. This is going to be like year one or two of him being Batman.
Like, trying
it's to
so
learn
annoying.
His place.
I'm still tired of it. I'm tired of seeing it.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I think it looks good. I don't...
I'm a big
Batman fan, so...
I am too. I don't
have a problem with it.
I do. I'm tired of having new Batmans. I liked Christian Bale. I was happy with him. Like,
very impressed with Ben Affleck.
I was impressed when he did his thing, but like if I'm being honest, I was happy with Christian Bale. Like, I was happy with his Batman. I wish they would have just stuck with him. I'm over it.
Yeah. So the producer says he doesn't have the voice, but I'll give it a pass. I can
definitely see that.
I can feel that.
It's like Val Kilmer. He doesn't have the fucking face. I didn't give him a pass.
No. I will say that Ben Affleck definitely played a better Bruce Wayne.
So did George Clooney.
Don't bring George Clooney into any
he
of
He really did play a better...
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No. Then who?
Than Batman. He played it better.
Right. Well,
Bruce
no, I'm
Wayne.
Saying that Ben Affleck was probably one of the best Bruce Waynes that we've had aside from Michael Keaton.
I mean, Michael Keaton as an original was great as Batman. He was phenomenal, and he made Batman who he is. God, I'm just so tired of, like having a new Spider-Man every year. Like, I'm just tired of it. Just take a fucking Spider-Man and let's move on.
You're going to eat those words. So we have Jurassic World Dominion coming out. I'm both looking forward to this and not looking forward to this simply because...
Kind of looking forward to it.
I like the Jurassic...
I like Chris Pratt in the Jurassic World series.
I like Jurassic World, but I think it's getting time to where they need to stop.
Here's the thing. They started something new with Chris Pratt, so I see what they're doing.
They're grabbing money.
I see what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see where they can go. Can they do well at it?
Hopefully this stops. We've got Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore that is coming out. Another movie in the Harry Potter universe that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one. I still have to watch the first two. I've been wanting to, but I just haven't got around to it yet.
Producer says he's not watching it.
I know he's not because
it.
Of Johnny Depp, and I agree with him. Like, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
When things went, if we look at things on a personal level, when things went south for her and we realized that he was a victim, he should have been reinstated.
I agree.
Ruined the whole franchise with that.
We've got Lightyear coming out, which is the Buzz Lightyear.
Kind of looking forward to it, I'm not going to lie.
I'll watch it just for shits and giggles.
Anything that has to do with Toy Story, I'm good with. And I love Buzz Lightyear.
So we've got two horror movies coming out that I really want to see. We've got Halloween Ends.
Yeah.
I like the Halloween franchise. I like how they continued this last one. It was really good. And we've got Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Those are the only two that you're looking forward to?
Those are the only two on this list that I'm seeing.
Oh, okay.
Sure, there's more coming out, and, you know, I'll do more research on that. But on this list, that's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
We've got Sonic. Go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing.
Okay. We've got Sonic 2 coming out. Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Which I'm looking forward to because they did well with the first one. Is anybody looking forward to Top Gun Maverick?
No.
Like, what the fuck? No.
Yeah. No. The Lost City's coming out.
Does look interesting.
Looks interesting. There's a untitled Mario film coming out.
There is.
We touched on DC League of Superheroes, the Three Diablos, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish.
Yeah.
There's a Bob's Burgers movie coming out.
Really?
Yep.
I don't watch that show.
Did
you know that there's a Legally Blonde 3 coming out? It is. And John Wick Chapter 4.
Let's see. I'll watch John Wick Chapter 4. New Jackass movie.
Yeah.
That one's coming out next month.
In, like, February.
I am excited.
I haven't seen the others.
There's also a new Transformers movie coming out.
That franchise needs to stop. I love the Transformers. Don't get me wrong. It was my jam as a kid. I'm tired of the movies. Let's go through some TV shows real quick.
Did you know there's a new Jordan Peele coming out?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Called Nope.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a plot yet, but, I mean, it's Jordan Peele.
It's Jordan Peele. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I just got called a boring human being.
What the fuck?
Probably because I'm, you know...
I don't know what that means.
Tired of the Transformers movies that no longer have any plot to them.
I feel like it's unfair when it's just like a sentence because there's no, like, distinction on who it is. You say you were. It could have been any of us.
I'm pretty sure it was big robots do smash.
I mean...
And that's all...
This
okay.
Cat is Mario.
So that's all relevant for people that just like to not watch explosions, which is all Michael Bay is good for. Like, he has no substance to his movies. I'm sorry.
He's got a movie coming out this year. It's called Ambulance. It looks pretty stupid.
Saw the previews for that. Not looking forward to it.
So yeah. Did you know that there's a new Sylvester Stallone movie coming out?
I did not.
It's a burnout movie. It is. Because while they don't give a whole lot of detail, it's called Samaritan. Okay. And a young boy learns that a superhero who was thought to have gone missing after an epic battle 20 years ago may, in fact, still be around. So Sylvester Stallone is in it. And I can only guess that he would be the burnt-out superhero.
Probably. Get an opinion that's not regurgitated. Now, all my opinions are my own. All right.
Salem's Lot?
As long as they keep true to the book.
I don't know. So I don't know the director, Gary Doberman.
Okay.
And I don't know, honestly, I don't know any of the actors. And it said, all it says is a writer travels to a town where the people become vampires.
Yeah.
So.
I read the book a long time ago.
It was a good book.
Yeah.
Would be interesting. And then there's another one coming out. Kind of reminds me of the Anne Frank story.
Okay.
Called White Bird, a wonder story about a young Jewish girl hidden away by a boy and his family in Nazi-occupied France during World War II.
It could loosely be based on the Anne Frank story.
Got Gillian Anderson in it, though.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah. And Helen Mirren.
Huh.
So
that'll be good, because I love Helen Mirren.
I do, too.
All right. TV shows that I want to touch on real quick. Superman and Lois season 2 is coming out. I tried watching the first season.
It's already out. It's got like 3 episodes going.
That's right. It did.
Yeah.
It released on the 11th. Peacemaker.
Yeah, and,
just got
I caught a spoiler of season 2, and I might have to watch that show now. Yeah, I'm thinking I will.
Okay.
So.
You'll have to let me know how it is, because I'm just not... I don't know. I started watching, and it just didn't catch.
Superman and Lois?
Yeah,
I'm not... Is that the one with... what's his name? Is that an older TV show?
No, it just got released.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
Peacemaker dropped on HBO Max.
I haven't watched that yet.
I don't have any desire to. Honestly.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll watch it.
Yeah. I'm just going through some of the ones that, you know, would be... So this one's going to be interesting. The Legend of Vox Machina.
Okay.
It's a cartoon series based on the Critical Role D&D campaigns.
Really?
Yes.
Oh!
Yes.
I have bought those books for the producer.
With Matt Mercer, Laura Bailey, Travis
That's
Cunningham,
amazing.
Ashley Johnson. I'm not going to mess up that name. Liam O'Brien.
That's
Marisha
cool.
Ray, Sam Riegel. Yeah.
It's in Kickstarter for about... It's been in Kickstarter for about 8 months now.
Yeah. It's... premieres on Amazon Prime Video in 2 days.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I will watch that.
Absolutely. Like, I literally bought the graphic novel for the producer. And I didn't read it, obviously, myself, but I watched their YouTube videos. Super cool group.
Yeah. Bel-Air coming in February.
Okay.
Which is a remake of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Walking Dead season finale premieres in February.
Season or series?
Final season.
Thank God.
Sorry.
I only made it
to
like
season.
Walking Dead season 5. I haven't made it past that yet.
I didn't make it past season like halfway through season 1. That show is just...
Oh, they got better. And the first few seasons were fabulous. It just became very redundant afterwards. And I still want to see it because there were some really hard-hitting episodes there in like season 4 and season 5. And I don't like to leave things unfinished.
Yeah.
But I have like 7 things going on right now on streaming services because I get bored.
Yeah.
Some of them I can't just play in the background while I'm doing things. I sit and watch it, and then like 4 of them are just background noise.
So in June, The Boys season 3 drops. Like, I'm looking forward to that. I've been waiting for the third season.
It's been forever now. I might have to watch like season 2 again.
We're going to have to binge season 1 and 2 again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though there were parts of that series that I was just like, it's fucking stupid. Sometimes.
Yeah, but it's still a great series.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings comes in September. Series, yeah.
What?
Lord of the Rings series.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't really know what to make of that.
So these aren't confirmed, but have no release date yet. Andor. New Star Wars TV show coming to Disney Plus.
Andor.
Andor.
Yeah,
I don't
care then.
Andor.
If it was Andor.
Yeah, it's a prequel series to Rogue One.
I don't care. If it was Andor, it'd be all over it.
Yeah. It follows the early adventures of Cassian Andor before Rogue One.
Nah. Give me an Ewok.
Yeah, no.
I'll pass.
Yeah, I'm thinking about passing on that one, too. The Halo series is coming to Paramount.
I am excited for that
one. He's right. You want the Force movie?
Yeah.
Yes, I am excited for Halo. I'm excited for the Halo series.
I don't care about the Halo series.
I know you don't.
I don't, and that's fine. I'm happy for you guys. I don't care. I'll fall back on Sister Wives.
Of course, but I'll watch this. I will definitely watch that. House of the Dragon, which is spin-off of Game of Thrones.
I haven't even finished Game of Thrones.
No, I haven't.
Because this one over here gets ADD with fucking TV shows. I can never finish a series. Like Supernatural or Game of Thrones. Like, both of them I'm hugely interested in, obviously. And I can't watch ahead because, you know, him. I would like to finish those series, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Moon Knight is coming to Disney Plus.
That's going to be an interesting one.
It's going to be
I think I've heard a little bit about it.
You'll have to watch the previews.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Ms. Marvel?
Is coming probably to won't watch.
I'll watch it just because it's Marvel.
Bleh. I wouldn't even... The thing is, I don't know Ms. Marvel, but Captain Marvel, that's
mm-hmm.
who she was.
Yeah.
I wasn't all that interested in her to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, they are completely different.
Yeah. I'm sure, but
yeah.
Like, I'm not overly. I have heroes I like. It took me a long time to get into hero stuff.
Right.
Not overly interested.
So this one is probably the most anticipated TV show of 2022 for geeks. Obi-Wan Kenobi. Coming to Disney. You shut your mouth.
However,
get that come back in there.
I did see like a small clip of like an interview with.
We watched it the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does look interesting, only because it's Obi-Wan, and I like him, and
yeah,
I like
Ewan McGregor's.
I do like
yeah.
him as him, so I mean, I would probably watch that.
I'm definitely gonna watch it.
I don't know. It's kind of like Picard, like. I like the card.
The card season 2 drops in February.
Cool.
I want to see that.
Again, like, I like the card.
Yeah.
But I can, because of ADD,
yeah.
like, I have to watch those kind of shows and play a game at the same time.
Yeah.
Because I can't just sit and watch them.
Right.
It's not enough for me.
She-Hulk is coming to Disney Plus?
No.
I'm intrigued because of the rumors I've heard about She-Hulk. But we'll see.
I'll watch it.
I'm sure Alex has probably like read comic books and shit about it. Like, a lot of this is not stuff that interests me because it's stuff that like I don't even know about. Like, I don't read comic books and I don't know any of that
yeah.
geek stuff.
Yeah,
I'll have to talk to Dad about this after the show of why I'm intrigued by it. Is certain spoilers for certain things.
You can spoil whatever you want. I truly do not care.
I can't spoil it on the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're right, producer. She-Hulk in the comics is actually pretty cool.
I mean, and maybe I'll be in the living room while you're watching it, and I'll catch some of it. But again, it seems like a lot of the stuff coming out is going to be something that I have to do on the background.
Yeah. Star Trek Strange New World is coming to Paramount Plus. So this is a prequel to the original series with Captain Pike as the captain of the Enterprise. It picks off where they left off in season 2 of Discovery. Season 2 or season 3 of Discovery. I watched Discovery for a while. And then it just really lost my interest. I got really, really tired of it. It just got redundant. I might pick it back up again just because it's Star Trek, but...
thank you.
Trekkies do. Trekkies
I'm sure Trekkies do care. It just feels like the last 2 or 3 series that have come out with Star Trek involved have not been... They've been very lackluster.
Well, it depends on what you're looking at. If you're looking at Picard, no, it's phenomenal.
Picard was pretty good.
If you look at Lower Decks...
Lower Decks was entertaining.
It was funny. If you look at Discovery, it just kind of went
boring.
Off... It went off the deep end, like...
Discovery was a boring Firefly.
Off the deep end.
Discovery was a boring Firefly. I'd rather watch Firefly.
Yeah, I agree. And then we have Star Trek Prodigy, which I haven't caught up on.
That's two.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, is like the last couple have just been like, eh. Like, find me people that I want to like.
Yeah. Stranger Things Season 4 is coming.
Yay! I'll watch the shit out of that.
The Umbrella Academy Season 3.
I gotta get caught back up on Umbrella Academy. I know the producer and I were watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And we may have made it to the end of Season 2, but there's so much time between them.
One and two.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's so much time between them that I would have to go back and binge again. And that makes at least two series right now.
Yeah.
That I would have to go back and binge to make sure I know what's going on.
We'll binge them. I'll binge those with you. Wednesday, just about Wednesday Addams, is coming to Netflix.
Interesting.
The Witcher Blood Origin is coming to Netflix.
Alex, have you seen any of the Stranger Things?
Yes, I've seen the whole series.
Are you excited for the new one?
Yeah, it's one of those things where it was a long wait.
It is.
And
I'm COVID.
A bit not skeptical or like scared. It can't be a bad season for how long people have waited. I'm sure it'll be a good one. But
yeah.
I guess we'll see.
I hope it is.
Mandalorian Season 3.
I haven't seen any of them.
You've been there when I've watched.
I've got like bits and pieces. I saw Grogu.
I am so excited.
I'm ready for Season 3 of Mandalorian. And then Resident Evil series.
You.
I'm gonna
leave it at that.
I watch it. I'm looking forward to it.
No.
It's a live action TV series. I do want to watch the new movie.
So the producer's not overly excited for season 4. I'm assuming of Stranger Things. But I'm hoping that because of the time lapse between the seasons, that they kind of really ramp up. I liked season 3.
Season 3 was pushed out a little quicker than it should have been.
Maybe
should have done a little more work on season 3.
Unfortunately, COVID has fucked a lot of things up, and I'm hoping they were able to learn from their mistakes.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me on tonight.
You're welcome. We've only got about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I have a sick animal I got to go take care of, so I will... Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, that's upcoming movies and TV shows and stuff like that that are coming up this year that we are looking forward to.
Yeah.
So either collectively as a group or, individuals. So. But yeah.
It's definitely a heavy hitting year for movies this year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be... What I'm hoping for this year, because, 2020 and 2020 really kicked us in the nuts with movies and TV shows. And 2021, they were kind of trying to bring that feeling back. Of course, a lot of things were changed about how we watch movies and about how... we look at movies and TV shows and stuff like that because of the ability to put them on streaming platforms and services and stuff like that. We can watch them a lot, basically right when they came out of the theater.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that 2022 will get back to some semblance of normalcy with movies and TV shows where we're going to start to see an uptake in these big blockbusters that got pushed back. You know, these franchises that we want to see continue. And, you know, see new seasons of TV shows that will hopefully, you know, come about more than 3 years after the last season.
Definitely. I don't know. I'm hitting that eight, like, middle school and high school was weird because I didn't understand why people like to watch shows. Like, I didn't understand, like, why people were so enthralled with Game of Thrones, why people love The Office so much, why people love this show, that show, like, these seasons and series-long shows. I didn't understand. I was like, I thought they were foolish. I was like, why would you wait that long for that show? You know, because I watched YouTube. That's all I did. And those are every day for some creators or every week, you know. And then the end of high school, tail end of high school, a couple of years ago, I was like, okay, I kind of understand why people like these shows so much, but I still don't understand why it takes, I don't know, I'm an impatient person, and when there's shows like The Mandalorian and Titans and, you know, shit I gotta wait for. I'm very impatient. That's why I love Game of Thrones. Because I can just, poof, and I'm done. But I don't like, however they want to release it, whether they release the shows weekly, I still gotta wait a whole damn year for the next thing. I don't like waiting on things, and it's frustrating. I still don't get why it's frustrating. Well, I know why it's frustrating, because I'm impatient. But it just needs to be, I like watching shows when they're over, not when I have to wait for them. I feel like it's very weird, and I think I'm just now coming into that space, but it's weird for, I don't know. I feel like we're hitting a weird time right now where we're having to wait extra long for stuff that we're already waiting longer for, you know?
So I can completely understand that. And for, you know, a lot of us that are a little older, you know, my generation and stuff like that, that was the norm. You know, new episodes were released weekly, so we had to wait a week. You know, you had to wait all summer to find out who shot Mr. Burns. You know what I mean? So, you know, because we had, you know, series premiere or season premiere, season finales, and stuff like that, we didn't have the opportunity to binge watch. So for me, it's the best of both worlds. You know, like with season 4 of Stranger Things. With the technology that we have today, I have the opportunity to go back and rewatch the entire series before season 4 drops so that I'm caught up. And then, you know, weekly, I can, you know, and then I'm watching each show weekly, and it's that anticipation, you know.
Yeah.
Like with Book of Boba Fett, I haven't seen this week's episode. You know, I haven't seen today's episode yet. I watched last week's episode. At the end of that episode, you know, you've got those couple days where you're processing that episode, and then you've got the couple days where you're possibly thinking about what's going to happen in the next episode, then the next couple of days with the anticipation of watching that episode, and then the episode drops, and now you're excited for it. You know, that's what it is for me. It's not, oh, well, I could just, you know, oh, that show ended on a cliffhanger, let me watch the next episode. You know, I have that week, and that's, again, that's something I'm used to. You know, I'm used to having cliffhangers for a week. I'm used to having a cliffhanger for, you know, 3 months. So, yeah, 2 years for a new season to drop of a show is a little long, but that 2 years, you have that opportunity to, you know, binge watch the other ones.
Yeah.
So, all right, we are down to our last 4 minutes of the episode. I'm glad we're back on the air. I really am. We are planning for a show Sunday night. So, you know, stay tuned to the pages. Throughout this week, I will be updating BTS. We'll also be updating Wikicuriosity and all the other pages on Wikicuriosity with the new information and any new information that we get this week. So, you know, stay tuned to the pages to check them out. And we will be letting you guys know what is going on. So I am really excited we're back on the air. I can't wait. We are fully integrated into Twitch and we can leave, you know, this platform and start rolling on our new platform. We're hoping to have some exciting things this year. So, you know, you just have to stay tuned. There are a lot of changes that are going to be coming. So, on that note, thank you, Alex, for joining me.
Of course.
I had a really fun time. Really great show.
Yep.
Really great show. Wish we had more time, but we've got 2 minutes. So, I want to say thank you to all of our listeners, followers, and supporters. We really do love you guys. As always, be safe, be smart. We want you back here every night that we broadcast on Wikicuriosity Media. Every Sunday night for Movie of the Week. Tuesday nights for Falling from Grace Podcast. Wednesday nights for The Cinephiles. Friday nights for Note by Note Radio Show. We will have updates on Falling from Grace and Movie of the Week. And they'll be posted to the pages. So keep an eye out for those. Please support your veterans, fire, police, and EMS. They're out there every day putting their lives on the line for you. We love you guys. It's good to be back on the air. I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your Wednesday night. Have a fantastic rest of your week. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you Sunday night.
Yep. Good show.
Very good.
Night, everybody. Yep.